Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon's full of
Mike,
and now introducing Don Lemon.
From my New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Mike Tyson is one of those people who could say whatever he wants, anything. And he does anything, right? Anything comes up, comes out.
Yeah.
Has Donald Trump finally gone too far? Well, here's presidential contender Senator Lindsey Graham on Donald Trump.
That he's a jackass.
Really?
That he's bringing his name down and he's not helping the process and he shouldn't be commander in chief. Mm-hmm. So what he said about John, I think, was offensive. He's becoming a jackass at a time when we need to have a serious debate about the future of the party and the country.
Graham's comments are perhaps the bluntest criticism of Trump from any bold name Republican. And a lot of Republicans have attacked him. Graham, of course, was responding to Trump's comments this weekend regarding Senator John McCain's status as a war hero.
I don't like losers. He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
However, those remarks and the criticism from the Republican establishment don't appear, at least for now, to be hurting Donald Trump at all. The latest ABC Washington Post poll, some of it taken after the McCain remarks, showed Donald Trump surging 24% to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's 13% to Jeb Bush's 12%. That is double digits.
That's double digits.
Double digits. And they said he may have had a slight drop after the comments from 28 to 24.
Oh.
But that's what's within the margin of error,
Where's
right?
Where's Bush?
Bush is at 12. Bush is behind Scott Walker.
Wow.
The governor of Wisconsin.
You think his brother's giving him a hard time, Blair, when he goes down?
Trump told Matt Lauer that the reason his comments about John McCain are going viral is not because he said it. It's because of it's his opponent's fault.
My opponents have brought it up. These are guys that have zero in the polls. And by the way, you said that I said I'm doing well. I'm not saying I'm doing well.
Yes, you
the
are.
Polls are saying I'm doing well, Matt. When you introduced me, it was said that I said I'm doing well. I didn't say that. The polls have me leading.
You say it too. What are you talking about?
I just got more money, and I'm the best. You got.
I talk to the blacks. I talk to the Hispanics.
I talk to the vets.
I talk to the vets. I talk to the animals.
I talk to everyone.
I don't care what any of you say. Donald Trump is the show that I want to watch, and I think most people want to watch.
I'm with you, man.
Right? Yeah. Get your popcorn.
Can he go too far?
Yes.
No.
Well, that's the question. Then last night, Trump came as close to an apology as he does, I think, but not quite. Here it is.
Well, I'm going to say this. I have respect for Senator McCain. I used to like him a lot. I supported him. I raised a lot of money for his campaign against President Obama. And certainly, if there was a misunderstanding, I would totally take that back. But hopefully, I said it correctly. And certainly, shortly thereafter, I said it correctly. I would like him, however, to do something with the 15,000 people that were in Phoenix about illegal, immigration. They are being decimated. These people are being decimated. And I would love to see him do a much better job taking care of the veterans, Bill.
So, and for Donald Trump, at least as far as I'm concerned, that's as close as he gets to an apology.
I wish that we could look at how all of this is advancing us as a people, because it's doing bringing us down. And look at what the other hand is doing. While we're focusing all this attention on Donald Trump, look at what's going on. So behind the scenes and other issues that really need our attention.
I agree with you, Sib. My question still is, can Donald Trump go too far? Is there any subject that he can talk about that would be, everybody would say, oh, he done messed up now. He done torn his drawers. He talked about, is there any subject?
Not when you're talking to your fan base, no.
What do you think, Don?
I wonder if, well, he's a fan of Israel, so he just not going to say anything about that. He's also, though, here's the thing that, and so, I mean, if he said something about that, maybe. But also, if, I think when you have to be very careful with veterans, right? Especially during the time now where you had the people killed, right, at the military, and he said it right after that. Mm-hmm. But he is Veterans Field. I spoke with two prisoners of war with who were with John Kerry last night at the Hanoi Hilton when he was a prisoner of war.
Yeah,
and they said he's definitely a hero, and they don't like Donald Trump's comments at all, and they think he's
but
insulted
the polls don't
all
show
veterans.
That.
So far, John McCain, they said that they say Trump has insulted all veterans, not John McCain. Donald Trump,
but he makes a point that, you know,
the veterans hospital
that he has not done anything. Yeah,
that was my point to what you said, Sybil. You said that what's happening to us while we pay attention to Donald Trump, he's bringing up issues, immigration, and veterans affairs that are really important issues that may not get the focus that they are getting now if not for Donald Trump. He may be crassly and crudely bringing it up. You know, and I'm giving him credit for something, but at least people are talking about it. I don't know if people are going to do anything about it. People
Absolutely.
Also discussing John McCain's record on voting for veterans, on war issues,
and
which
on
many people think could be better, especially yeah. since he was a prisoner
he's a
of
veteran,
war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is Donald Trump good for us? Or bad for us?
If you like television, you like to watch crazy, it's the best thing.
I say he's good for us.
He's good for us because he's bringing attention to issues that aren't getting a proper amount of
yeah,
attention.
Yeah, you may not agree with his methods.
You may not agree with him, but I'm sure there are a lot of veterans who are, I'm sure they're offended by his remarks, but at some level, I think they're probably glad that he's talking about those issues.
But I hope we don't gloss over it too, Don, and that we do something about it.
Because now we're on from immigration to veterans.
Right.
Right.
Right. So we move beyond that, and so now we're on to the next, and what will be the next and the next without really doing anything about the issues.
Yeah.
Can you say something about the movie theater starting the movie on time when it say 4:45? Start it at 4:45!
All right. Good job, Don. Making us think. 24 past the hour.